If you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. We'll begin there in just a moment. In the adult class this evening, we were talking about Abraham and talking about the faith that Abraham had, the promises that God gave to Abraham there in Genesis, the land promise, the seed promise, the nation promise. And we see, of course, throughout the rest of the Old Testament and throughout the Scriptures that those promises were all fulfilled. In Romans 15 and verse 4, we're told that the things that were written before, speaking of those things in the Old Testament, were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of those Scriptures, might have hope. One of the main reasons that we look to the Old Testament is to see the examples that those men of faith have set before us, and to also see the character of God. And one of the things that we, of course, see in the character of God is that He is honest, and He is going to fulfill and to come through with all of the promises that He has given to us. And we see the fulfillment of those promises throughout His Word and throughout history. And the same thing applies to us today as Christians. The things that God has promised to us, we know that He is just to fulfill those promises as long as we serve Him and we do as He has commanded us to throughout His Word. In Matthew chapter 7, and in verse 7, we see Jesus speaking here in His sermon here in Matthew. And He says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" And so just as someone would take care of their own children, I'm not quite a father yet, I'm almost there, but I certainly see the examples of those around me, and I see how parents are with their children, and we want to give our children everything that they need, everything that they ask for. A good parent doesn't always give them everything they ask for, but we certainly want to give them everything that they need. And so we being imperfect, we being mortal, being humans, and wanting to give our children those things, how much more is our Heavenly Father, who is perfect and righteous, going to and omniscient, all-knowing, He knows everything that we need. He's going to give us those things that we need as well, as long as we ask. He's promised us that, and so we can be sure that He's going to fulfill that promise based on all the other times that we've seen throughout Scripture that He has fulfilled His promise to His people. But it's conditional. We've got to make sure that we serve Him. If you continue on there in verse 12, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. We're told to enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few that find it." We've got to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to serve God, to keep His commandments, and it's not always going to be the easiest path. As Christians, if we do what God has commanded us, we see there are a lot of things in our life that are going to be easier. You hear about all the evil in the world, about all the trouble. We know people, we know family, we know friends that have gotten perhaps in trouble with the law or have made mistakes that have really made their lives difficult. And if they would have just followed God, their lives would be much easier. And so if we follow God, things are going to work out for us, but it's not always going to be easy. There are going to be times that we go through persecution. There are going to be times that we go through trials, temptations. But we need to make sure that we choose God's way, that we walk in the way that God has given us, even if it may seem difficult at times. The easy way is the way that the majority of the world, as we know, is going to take, and it's the way that leads to destruction, as we're told there in Matthew chapter 7. And so as we think about those promises that God has given us, of course, the ultimate promise is a life with Him in heaven. He sent His Son to die on the cross, to shed His blood for the remission of our sins, that we might have that hope. But we've got to make sure that we're living a life that is in accordance with His will so that we could take advantage of that sacrifice. And we need to be sure that each and every day as we live our lives, we make sure that we are not making that shed blood of no effect for us. And so as we offer an invitation this evening, we want to make the opportunity available to anybody here who needs to make their life right. Perhaps you've been living in a way that's not in accordance with God's will, that's not acceptable. And right now you don't have that hope because you have separated yourself from God through sin. There may be those who are alien sinners who have never named the name of Christ, who have never put on Christ in baptism. And we offer you an opportunity tonight to come forward and to do that and become a part of God's family and one of His children. And in doing that, be able to take advantage of those blessings that He has given His children. But if we can help you spiritually in any way, we ask that you would come forward now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.